Winds of change sweeping through the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. There was a total overhaul of the top five leadership of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Premier Sihle Zikalala, beg your pardon, lost the race for the chairperson's position to Sboniso Duma. Duma's slate swept all the top five positions during a provincial elective conference held in Durban. At least 1,607 delegates voted during the conference. SABC reporters Vusi Makosini and Nonkululeko Hlophe compiled this report.
It was a clean sweep as all those in Sboniso Duma's late were elected as ANC provincial office bearers.
Comrades, for the position of the provincial chairperson, Sboniso Duma obtained 930 votes. Comrade Sihle Zikalala obtained 665 votes. Let me then officially declare Comrade Sboniso Duma as the provincial chairperson. Provincial Secretary for this position, Comrade Begi Mdolo, obtained 894 votes. And Comrade Mdumiseni Ntuli obtained 699 votes. Let me officially declare Comrade Begi Mdolo as the Provincial Secretary. For the Deputy Chairperson position, Comrade Kwazi Mshengu obtained 661 votes. And the second candidate, Comrade Noma Kukusmelane, obtained 927 votes. I officially declare her as the deputy chair.
Also notably was nomination of former Etiquette Mayor Zandile Gumede for the position of provincial treasurer. However, Gumede, who did not attend the conference, declined the nomination as she is on step aside. The newly elected chairperson, Sboniso Duma, says the elected leadership will hit the ground running. He commended Zikalala and Mdumiseni Ntuli for forging unity among party members in KwaZulu-Natal.
Let us also highlight what has been emphatically made by our TG, that in the ANC there is no winner, and the spirit of victors and vanquished doesn't exist in our province. The issue of unity will prevail at all material time. I think we are all aware of what transpired in the last local government election. So we will hit the ground running. We will ensure that we unify our people. We will make sure that we go back to the society, embrace almost all the issues that need to be addressed. We must thank the role that has been played by the outgoing PC that was led by Kumul Sihle Zikalala, who's the former chairperson, who's currently the premier of KwaZulu-Natal. So is our comrade, Comrade Mdumiseni Ntuli. They've done a sterling job in the conference.
Noma Kukusmelane became the first woman to be elected deputy provincial chairperson. However, she says there is a need for more representation of women in top positions.
Is this uhuru for women in the province of KwaZulu? No. The answer is a resounding no. The battle for women and women emancipation within the African National Congress in particular is to make sure that in leadership we have an equal number of women leaders, if not more. Because the society that we live in actual fact, is more than 60% women. So that should be reflected within the leadership of the ANC.
Meanwhile, MEC for Cooperative Governance, Sipho Hlomuka, was re-elected Deputy Provincial Secretary, while the chairperson of the Emalahleni region, Dr. Ntuthuko Mahlaba, is the provincial treasurer. I am Vusi Makosini in Durban.
Joining us now on the line, SABC reporter Nonkululeko Hlophe, on the line. Thank you very much and good morning to you, Nonkululeko. A clean sweep there. Any surprises on the outcome of the new leadership of the ANC in KZN?
Good morning and good morning to the listeners as well. You'd remember that Ever since the conference started, it was, you know, the ANC elective conference was a closed book. It was very hard to read up until the results were announced. And also, when the nominations from the floor were coming, we saw a bit of disappointment in other people who are outside the conference. But remember that the finance MEC, Nomusa Dube-Ncube, did not meet even a threshold when she was nominated from the floor, of which is not the case for the deputy chair now, Noma Kuku Smelane, who was nominated from the floor and met the threshold and also got to secure the position. So there was a lot that was happening. However, the ANC says the conference is going very well. And what we have seen to this time around, there were no kind of like insults, you know, flying at the hall as much as delegates were singing, trying to outshine each other. However, but at this stage, we haven't seen any insults flying.
It wasn't even close, Nonkululeko, for that chairperson position. Duma winning it there by getting resounding support there. 930 of the just a little over 1,600 votes available there. That's a solid message about the calls for change in the party in the province.
Indeed. When we're speaking even to analysts, you know, building up to the conference, some were confident that the former chair, Sihle Ziyalala, was going to easily secure his position. However, maybe it's worth mentioning that Duma is coming from the ANC Youth League, and seemingly leaders of the ANC Youth League did not sleep. They were doing the underground work, lobbying other structures and ensuring that they at least have their former leaders ascending to the top positions in KZN. And also we've seen regions like your Harry Kwala, who came to the conference. They were in open book and they said they wanted Begim Tolo in the secretary positions. That was delivered for them. So but also we have seen, you know, Nomakuku coming up, as well as former Emalahleni region and former mayor, Dr. Ntuthuko Mahlaba. He was also nominated from the floor, emerging. You'd remember that they have lost that municipality in Newcastle to the IFP. However, now he is the treasurer for the party.
Let's talk a bit about what Duma is likely to bring into this chairpersonship. Give us a sense, really, of what we imagine, at least in the next all-important couple of months, of course, leading up to the conference in at the end of the year in December. Then, of course, the elections in 2024. And, of course, as you kind of speak about the dominance there of the Youth League in the province as well, might this again perhaps signal an opportunity for the ANC again to be able to take on the biggest rival, being the IFP, in the province, but of course being able to influence who ultimately leads the organization and perhaps who leads the country?
For now, when we are speaking about the new chair, he's not really like a leader that is not known, because currently at the legislature, he's holding the chairs of chair portfolio. And also, you know, when he was speaking just immediately after being elected, he emphasized that they were not going to pair the leaders that had been there. He also acknowledged, you know, the outgoing, the former leaders, the likes of Ziyalala and Tuli, saying that they worked very hard in ensuring that the organization is united. And also he appeals to you know, even to young people. When he was announced as the next chair, even on social networks, they were abuzz reacting to say maybe the ANC now is going to you know, put the youth issues at the helm of what they are always have been longing for, the likes of the high unemployment rates. And also the 2024 2024 elections. It's no child's play that we all know that the ANC will have to work a bit harder after losing those 18 municipalities in last year's local government elections to the IFP. And also we saw even leaders of other organizations on social networks saying that maybe the ANC saw that they needed to strengthen their house, and saying that the collective that was elected will have to get down to business as early as possible.
Just finally, Nonkululeko, the president expected, of course, to address the conference today. Perhaps it would have been a more welcoming reception, if you will, if the Zigalala slate perhaps had won. What sort of reception are we expecting today? We already, as we spoke about yesterday's singing of Wenzenu uZuma, what did the former President Zuma do? Delegates were singing that. I don't know. It must be quite a little nervous. I don't know. Nerves must be a bit high, if you will, because we don't really know what sort of reception he will get.
Maybe I can mention that as early as yesterday, we've seen security being tightened around the conference venue. We saw even crowd management, huge vehicles being placed there in preparation of what might happen today. For the delegates, from up to now, they've managed to kind of like, even if they are sending strong message to the national leaders, like singing the Wenzenu Zuma, but they try to kind of like be disciplined. But today is seriously unpredictable. We know that on the ground, other people within the ANC, they've voiced their concerns around so many things that concern the president. However, are those people part of the delegates at the conference venue? Only time will tell.
Indeed. And then, of course, there's the question of who does the province send to national? Any talks of some of the names of the people who may be put forward?
For now, they are playing their cards very close. But we hope, as a few months progress, the names will start coming up.
SABC reporter Nonkululeko Hlophe, thank you for your time and that update on the KZN ANC elective conference where voting announced late last night. While some of us were watching that Banyana Banyana game, results came streaming in, of course, and showing that it was a complete overhaul of the top five leadership positions of the ANC in the province.